breathless in Libya.
We need all parties to just take a step back, take a breath, and give us a pause in the violence so that we can do what we need to do.
That's a United Nations humanitarian affairs spokesman calling for a timeout to assess and address the growing civilian crisis in Libya. The UN Security Council approved the NATO operation. Now other UN offices, including the Secretary General himself, say the Security Council may need to act again. When the right hand is not happy with what the left hand is doing, you've got the 21st century United Nations. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Can the currently constituted United Nations deal with the crisis in Libya, and particularly military operations like the NATO no-fly zone? It's Thursday, May 12th. Celeste is out once again this morning. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. We turn to the floods first. Flood the farm to save the cities. It's the devil's bargain once again faced by the Army Corps of Engineers in the Mississippi Delta, where an overflowing Mississippi River is expected to crest early next week. If they decide to open a spillway near Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it would help the cities like New Orleans to the south, but some 25,000 people in poor rural areas would get hit with severe flooding. Army Corps engineers say they have no choice but to open the spillway sometime soon, and local officials are going door to door throughout the Delta to urge people to evacuate. American Red Cross spokesman Joe Hansen says the river is already swamping several low-lying communities in Mississippi.
I was in Tunica, Mississippi, and what I saw was many people who were in a Red Cross shelter who were displaced from their homes. I saw photos of those homes, and the water line was up to some of their roofs.
14 Mississippi counties now declared disaster zones by the president. If you're one of the many listeners facing rising waters or have heard from friends and relatives seeking safety from the rising Mississippi River, give us a call.
Hi, this is Rick Morris in Nashville, Tennessee. I just saw a sign on the highway saying that I-40 west of Memphis going to Arkansas is closed.
It's been true for days, but tell us what you're seeing at 877-8-MY-TAKE to share this story or download our iPhone app to take a photo or video of the flooding. That's at thetakeaway.org. U.S. officials say Osama bin Laden's private handwritten journal shows he operated like something of a crime boss pulling strings from a prison cell. The journal is giving the CIA valuable insight on the terrorist leader of Al-Qaeda. Among the revelations in the bin Laden diary, as laid out by intelligence officials, bin Laden was the driving force behind every recent Al-Qaeda terror plot, communicated regularly with the group's many offshoots. In one message, he urged his followers not to attack New York City, but to consider smaller U.S. cities instead. And he also tells his disciples that only a body count of thousands on the scale of 9/11 would shift U.S. policy in the Muslim world. To Libya now. Muammar Gaddafi made his first public appearance in nearly 2 weeks. The rebels, meanwhile, say they've taken control of the airport in Misrata. In Syria, the largest protest yet in that country is in the city of Aleppo, the second largest city in Syria. It's been put down this morning. Here in the U.S., top executives from the five largest oil companies are going to testify on Capitol Hill this morning on why they need tax breaks. And hedge fund billionaire Raj Rajaratnam was convicted on all 14 counts of fraud in the largest insider trading case in a generation. A new study shows the average health care cost for a family of four is now $8,000 a year. That's up from $3,600 in 2002. And the nation's foreclosure rate in April was down from the same month last year. And let's say it's because of processing delays. It now takes 400 days for a bank to move against a homeowner behind on house payments. Asian and European markets down. Futures are down this morning. Oil is way down, trading at $97 a barrel. The Dow starts at 12,630. The S&P opens at 1,342. And the NASDAQ opens at 2845. We're going to check back to Libya and take a look at the United Nations. Is it capable of dealing with a no-fly zone conflict and a civilian crisis simultaneously? That's all coming up.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.